Well, as I said a minute ago, today the church celebrates Pope Pius V. This pope had an incredibly challenging job. He lived at a profoundly difficult time in European history. Not only did he have to implement the historic decisions of the Council of Trent, he also had to face corruption within, deal with the rise of the Protestant Reformation, and the expansion of the Ottoman Turkish Empire. His papacy only lasted for 6 years, from 1566 to 1572, but what a 6 years it was. He faced the overwhelming responsibility of getting the shattered and scattered church back on its feet. The family of God had been shaken by corruption, by the Reformation, by the constant threat of Turkish invasion, and by the bloody bickering of young nation states. In 1545, Paul III had convened the Council of Trent, and for the next 18 years, the fathers discussed, condemned, affirmed, and decided on a course of action. The Council of Trent closed in the year 1563. Pius was elected in 1566, and he was charged with the task of implementing the sweeping reforms called for by the council. And here are some of the things that he did. He ordered the founding of seminaries for proper training of priests. He published a new missal, a new breviary, a new catechism. He established something called the Confraternity of Christian Doctrine. He had classes for the young, and he was one who was zealous in enforcing legislation against abuses in the church. He patiently served the sick and the poor, built hospitals. He provided food for the hungry, giving money that was customarily used for papal banquets. And he gave money to poor who had become Roman converts. So this is what he was dealing with within the church. On top of this, he had to deal with the vehement opposition from England's Queen Elizabeth, from the Roman Emperor Maximilian II. There were problems in France and the Netherlands, and they hindered the Pope's hopes for a Europe united against the Turks, which was a profoundly significant problem at this time. It was only at the last minute that he was able to organize a fleet which won a decisive victory in the Gulf of Lepanto, off of Greece, on October the 7th in the year 1571. And I want to talk to you for a minute about the Battle of Lepanto and the role that Pius V played in it, because it's very significant. On one side of the battle was the Ottoman Empire, which had been expanding for over two centuries by this time. They were at war with the Republic of Venice, but they were also attacking European ships, including those coming back from the New World. On the other hand, there was a coalition of Christian nations called the Holy League. They were organized by Pope Pius V. And they were intending to defend Christian Europe against the Turkish would-be invaders. The Holy League was remarkable in bringing together most of Europe, with the exception of France and England. And most of these countries, for most of the 16th century, had been at one another's throats. This unlikely European group entered into a rickety alliance, goaded and pressured by Pope Pius. He also sent out an urgent summons to Catholics everywhere to support the stand against the expansion of an aggressive Islam. Catholic volunteers came from as far away as Britain, Scandinavia, to support the efforts of the Holy League against the Muslim Turks. And for one of the few times in the post-medieval society of the 16th century, Europe managed to agree upon the necessity of addressing a common threat. So why does this matter to us in the year 2016? Well, here are a couple of reasons why it matters. If the Catholic forces of the Holy League had failed back in 1571, some historians speculate that Europe, and indeed the New World, might well have become part of the Ottoman Caliphate. So for those of us in the historically Western countries like Canada, Lepanto is a major part of our history. Secondly, the battle marked a turning point in the Caliphate's attempt at the domination of Europe. As a navy, the Ottoman Empire never recovered after Lepanto. Thirdly, the triumph of Christianity and Western civilization at Lepanto was accredited to the Virgin Mary. One of the things that Pope Pius called for was for Catholics everywhere to start to pray the Rosary. In fact, when Mary is referred to as Our Lady of Victory, the victory in question is Lepanto. That's how significant the battle was. Pius V was instrumental in coordinating the Holy League, and this is illustrative of something that we can sometimes take for granted as Catholics. The papacy has such a significant place in helping to shape and direct world events. Think also, for example, of the role St. John Paul II played in bringing about the dismantling of Soviet communism in the 1970s and the 1980s. The Church always has a role, particularly at times in society where there is such crisis and upheaval, to give cohesion, to give direction, and to give a common voice. Pius V clearly illustrated this. And here's one more interesting thing about this saintly pope: that he was ceaseless in working for the renewal of the Church, and it was grounded in his personal life as a Dominican friar. He spent long hours with his God in prayer. He fasted rigorously. He deprived himself of many of the customary papal luxuries, and he faithfully observed the spirit of the Dominican rule that he professed. And this is a very interesting point. His decision to keep wearing his Dominican habit led to the custom of the Pope wearing a white cassock. Pray for us, Pius V, that we in our day might take from you inspiration to live godly, centered, and purposeful lives.